وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your sacrifices for his beautiful deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue taking the khidmah of his beautiful deen from you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the person who visits a sick person is actually swimming in mercy. When he sits next to the sick person, mercy engulfs him. So I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the reward for the healthy person who visits a sick person. What is the reward for the sick person? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, his sins are dropped off him. Ibn Abi Dunya rahimahullah adds the following, when a person falls ill for 3 days, he comes out of his sins like the day his mother gave birth to him. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who visits a sick person remains swimming in mercy till he sits down. Once he sits next to the sick person, he dives into mercy. Ka'ab ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who visits a sick person swims in mercy. Once he sits next to him, he dives into it. At-Tabarani rahimahullah adds the following, when he gets up to leave, he continues swimming in it till he returns from where he left. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who performs a beautiful wudu and visits his Muslim brother with the expectation of reward, he is distanced by 70 kharifs from the hellfire. The narrator says, I asked, O Abu Hamza, what is a kharif? He replied, a year. Thoban radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a Muslim visits his sick Muslim brother, he continues enjoying the khurfa of paradise till he returns. He was asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is a khurfa of paradise? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the fruits of paradise. Ali radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a Muslim visits his sick brother, he walks in the fruits of paradise till he sits down. Once he sits down, mercy engulfs him. No person leaves in the evening in order to visit a sick person without 70,000 angels accompanying him, seeking forgiveness for him till the next morning. And he who visits him in the morning, 70,000 angels accompany him, seeking forgiveness for him till the evening. Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah adds the following, he shall be rewarded with the fruit of paradise. Imam At-Tirmidhi rahimahullah relates the above as follows, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, no Muslim visits a sick Muslim in the morning without 70,000 angels sending salutations to him till the evening. And if he visits him in the evening, 70,000 angels send salutations to him till the morning, and he is rewarded with the fruits of paradise. the reward for making this supplication for the sick person. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He who visits a sick person whose time of death has not approached as yet and says the following seven times while sitting next to him, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall certainly keep him safe and secure from that illness." And the supplication is, As'alullah al-Azim, Rabb al-Arsh al-Azim, an yashfiyak. As'alullah al-Azim, Rabb al-Arsh al-Azim, an yashfiyak. I ask Allah, the Great, the Lord of the Grand Throne, to cure you. The reward for the sick person supplicating for the one who visits him. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The supplication of a sick person is not refused till he recovers." Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "When you visit a sick person, ask him to supplicate for you, because his supplication is like that of the angels." Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Visit the sick and ask them to supplicate for you, because the supplication of a sick person is accepted and his sins are forgiven." Now we discuss the chapter on etiquette, abstention, other related matters, and good character. The reward for good character and its virtue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have been created on a sublime standard of character. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, "Surely the best amongst you is the one who has the best character." And Nawas ibn Sam'an radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about good and evil. He said, 'Good is excellent character, and evil is that which creates doubt in your heart, and you dislike that people come to know about it.'" Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Amongst the most perfect believers is he who is the best of them in character and the kindness of them to his family." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Should I not inform you of the best of you?" They replied, "Indeed." So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Those with the longest lives and the most beautiful character." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The most perfect believers is he who is the best of them in character, and the best of you is the one who is the best to his family." Usama ibn Shariq radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "We were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were so still that it was as though birds were sitting on our heads. None from among us spoke. Some people then came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, 'Who are the most beloved servants of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in the sight of Allah?' He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, 'Those who have the most beautiful character.'" A narration of Ibn Hibban rahimahullah states that they asked, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best that man has been given?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Beautiful character." Jabir ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "I was in an assembly in which was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Samura and Abu Umama. So he said, 'Indecency and obscenity have nothing whatsoever to do with Islam. Surely the best person in Islam is the one with the most beautiful character.'" Umair ibn Qatada radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man asked, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which salah is the most superior?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Standing for lengthy periods of time." He asked, "Which charity is the most superior?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "The charity that is given by a poor person." He asked, "Which believer has the most perfect faith and iman?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who has the most beautiful character." Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The nobility of a believer is in his religion, his sense of honor is in his intelligence, and the high regard that he enjoys is in his character." Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "O Abu Dharr, there is no intelligence like planning, there is no piety like abstention, and no esteem like good character." Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Surely the most beloved amongst you and the closest amongst you sitting next to me on the day of resurrection shall be the one with the most beautiful character from amongst you." Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "Should I not inform you of the most beloved of you to me and the closest of you to me on the day of resurrection?" He repeated this two or three times. The companions replied, "Yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The one with the most beautiful character from among you." Abu Sa'laba al-Khushani radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Surely the most beloved of you to me and the closest of you to me in the hereafter shall be the one with the most beautiful character from amongst you. Surely the most detested of you to me and the furthest away to me in the hereafter shall be the one with the worst character from amongst you." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Surely the most beloved of you to me are those who have the most beautiful character, who are the most humble, and those who are amiable themselves and amicable in the sight of others. Surely the most detested of you are those who carry tales, who cause division amongst friends, and who search for faults in innocent persons." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the deeds that would cause the most number of people to enter paradise. He said, "The fear of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and good character." May Allah bless us with this. He was asked about the things that would cause the most number of people to enter the hellfire. And he said, "The mouth and the private part." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the afflictions and the wrongs that can emanate from the mouth and the private parts. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he said, "O Abu Dharr, should I not inform you of two characteristics that are extremely light on the back, but very heavy in the scale as opposed to others?" So he replied, "Indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Hold on firmly to good character and remaining silent for lengthy periods of time. I take an oath by that being in whose control is my life. The creations have not acted on anything similar to these two." Abu Shaykh narrates from Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O Abu Darda, should I not inform you of two matters, acting upon which is simple, but whose reward is very great? Allah Jalla Jalalu is not met by anything similar to them. They are keeping silent for lengthy periods of time and good character." Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There will be nothing heavier in the scale of a believer on the day of resurrection than good character." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Surely these characteristics are from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So he for whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wills good, he bestows him with beautiful character. And he for whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wills evil, he bestows him with evil character." Caging from these beautiful ahadith that we have discussed in the Quran Sharif ayat, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, we must all try our level best to perfect our character, because this one is one of the prophetic missions of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتِمَّ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, I have been sent so that I may complete and perfect good character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endow us with good character. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.